your days of affliction and conscience are God's invitation. The days of espousal, as the Song of Solomon talks about, as it seeks for you to know God's love in a deeper way. You'll never know how loud your cry was until God silences what you thought was quietness. It's time to stop carrying the weight of trying to be your own creator.
Thanks for joining us on Life Journeys, a podcast about thriving through the worst pain that life brings. With global initiatives threatening big changes to our way of life, we're going to need to activate Jesus' words about mountain-moving faith. Words That Work is the ongoing series on Life Journeys that is rooted in releasing revelational words of faith that will work every time and with everyone. It's about moving the mountains that keep us from the presence and goodness of God. It's about defining our life purpose and identity through encountering Him. Until we have the power to move the obstacles that are destroying our liberty and hope.
The leader of the greatest, most powerful nation on earth at the time had committed adultery. And then he had the woman's husband murdered in battle so no one would find out about it. But the world did find out, and King David's child would die. But by the mercy of God, they would have another child, Solomon, who would be nurtured by David. The boy would hear the stories of how God forgave his father and showed mercy on him. He would make sure that Solomon knew that he was the child of the mercy of God, someone who would one day rule the nation, be the wisest man to have ever lived, and the richest man on earth. Little wonder that it was Solomon who penned the most intimate poetic verses about the love of God. Many of us have cried out to God for His presence. We lived wondering where we could find some peace and just a little hope in the face of a life that seemed to be crushed by the hardness of the way. Children lost, jobs disappearing, crippling pressures to pay the bills and keep the house, friends and family betraying us, secret sins and addictions that devour a man's peace. These are among the reasons the soul cries out for freedom. Many a Christian has had a nagging wonder if their troubles in life were from their sins and failures. As I was led to read the Song of Solomon recently, I began to realize for the first time that its theme described a journey that I have been on in finding the presence of God when it seemed like life was passing me by. Here is painted a prophetic vision of the love of God for His people, like the love that an espoused couple have for each other. It's a story that can't merely be told, but it must be experienced to understand it. What you're going through is not a strange and forbidden path that will leave you broken. These words in the Song of Solomon clarify the soul's true thirst when confusion, crippled self-worth, condemnation, and isolation seem to be one's identity. The imagery here is beyond what my heart can wrap itself around. Here the woman and her king, the espoused husband, exchange verses of love too intense to comprehend. No other love story ever written could come close to it. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king has brought me into his chambers, and we will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember your love more than wine. It's God's love that has not only rescued the sinning bride from her transgressions, but that love also has captured and held onto her heart, so she is no longer enticed to walk away from him. She has found what her soul has longed for, and she no longer desires the carnal suitors of this world's fleeting delights. Get a picture of a truly great marriage. Cultivate your own marriage like this. Let the words of this Song of Solomon invade the deepest longings of your soul, and you will be stunned by how much more God loves you than you ever imagined before. One of my kids was facing extremely serious physical needs not that long ago, and in the midst of it, this verse from the Song of Solomon came before me. My beloved spake and said unto me, "Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away." The trial is not about the trial. Will she survive? This is not the right question. The answer is, whenever you feel the sting of this world, it's God's invitation to realize that heaven is calling you. The pain you feel is just your body not wanting to let go, and that's okay. It's not time to let go. It's time to learn from God how to rest on your journey. Solomon is describing the amazing love and sweetness that exists between God and those he has called to be his bride. It pictures the bride lying down in her little home in the field as her bridegroom comes and looks in the window. Then he says to her, "Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away with me." He wants her to come out and walk. When a person goes through some of the deeper pain of this life, one of the first thoughts is, "What have I done wrong? Why is this happening to me? Am I being punished?" But the trial is seldom about the trial. It's not about avoiding something terrible. It's about gaining something amazing. Come away, for lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. I have a faint vision of my own generation, you see, just like this. I see my father's hand with his finger extended to begin to turn the page. It marks the passage of the time of a generation. As God says, the winter is past, the rain is over and it's gone. Come away. It looks like the scary turf of surgeries, conflicts, trials, and fears, but it's the invitation of heaven when we experience life's difficulties. Like a childbirth, there's the travail. But for the joy set before, the pain is endured in its briefness, and soon forgotten, the welcome voices replace the pain with the sounds of summer. Arise, you are my love, my fair one. Put your hand in mine. Trust me today as you feel the flutter of the page beginning to turn. The pain you feel is just the preparation for the time when you let go. When it does, you will see a land beyond imagination. Here is a poetic vision, an encounter in the spirit with what God is really like. The harsh cold of the winter season of weary struggles is nearing its end. Though the seasons will still come and go, the presence of God will make the difference. It's time to leave the wintry prison cabin in the mountains and venture out to try to find some warmth and comfort from this long season of life. I'm not talking about death here, not yet, but about the welcome presence of God. Will I be able to find the one who, it's been said, is a comfort to the heart of the weary? Will his displeasure be eased? Will he continue to hide from me? But it's I who have been hiding that keeps me in fear. I can say that I know what it's like after the long, cold season of loneliness from God's presence, that his voice is heard. One day he spoke to my heart and said, "I'm not done with you. I'm still calling you." Then his glory just seemed to rush in as I sat by the night's fire in a solitary place. It was him peeking in through the window. It was him saying, "Your winter season is over. The beauty of new life is springing up to meet you. Get up from your place of hiding, my love, and come away with me." I thought, he does want me. In all my seeking and wondering where he is, and of all that could be made well again, it is he who came searching for me and called out to me to come with him. It hasn't been me trying to talk him into accepting me at all. He's trying to talk me into believing that he has come for me and for you. O my dove that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see your countenance. Let me hear your voice. For sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. He says, your countenance is beautiful to God. How many have lived this and not realized the heart of God in it? How many have gone on to nurture visions of what they are not and how God is still displeased with their lives? Even the young bride has cried out. She's been preoccupied with her uncomely appearance, and she has assigned the same ugliness to her own soul. We simply can't be what we long to be without him, you see. His love and gentleness is what will make us great. We needed the hardness of our winter season of loneliness and struggle, but it's, as he said to me a couple of years back now, I needed to silence you so that you could hear me. It was then that I wrote, you'll never know how loud your cry was until God silences what you thought was quietness. By night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will rise now and go about the city, in the streets and in the broad ways. I will seek him whom my soul loves. What an accurate, poetic depiction of how the soul of a man travels down the pathways of knowing God. How many nights have stretched into many months, then into years, until desperate became normal. It took a long season to personally learn that his presence was essential to overcome the carnal elements of life. Prayer is more than a talk that seems like conversation with oneself. It's communion with the presence and the glory of God, sustained by the fresh bread of revelation. Who is this that comes out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense? Ah, the wilderness. It describes the struggles of the bride in this world. Israel would pass through it out of Egypt to the promised land, and we too must pass through. It's formidable and carries the substance of our secrets. These hard days of discovery are really the days of our espousal. It is truly a war that the soul must engage in to protect the intimacy of God's daily presence. I've felt it often, and it has worked often to tear at my soul. I am called to be near him. He is my portion and great reward. His word is more trustworthy than all that I can see or feel. That's the revelation that protects the chamber of his presence. He is the God of hope. No other force must govern my future and moment-by-moment expectations. Not the government, not my health, or the threat of my finances, or the globalism that's abounding today, or my successes and failures. He is the master of my daily hope. He is the God of hope. Thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee. Do you dare see yourself described as such by your Creator? Or do you still carry the weight of you being your own Creator? Are you still defined by your history, your successes, and your transgressions? Are you still acting and thinking like you created your identity? Are you still believing that God sees you as your Maker, one who is so fearful, impatient, and sinful? Stop thinking like you created yourself. Let him call you my love.
You can unlock the presence of God in your life. There are revelation principles that remove the mountains, keeping us from joy, hope, peace, and purpose when our world gets turned upside down. Look for these words that work with Pastor Hartika as he shares what has helped him when life got hard. And don't forget to check out his book, The Fortress and the Firebrand, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Thanks for listening to Life Journeys. Find new episodes every Wednesday and Saturday. And if you're new to this series, It begins with the September 16th episode.
Whenever you feel the sting of this world, it's God's invitation to realize that heaven is calling you. The pain you feel is just your body not wanting to let go, and that's okay. It's not time to let go. It's time to learn from God how to rest on your journey.